This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's today's entry in the, so that's a business file. You might have missed this, but there was a brouhaha the other day about song lyrics. One of the big lyrics websites, Genius, accused Google of ripping off some of its content. Google said, in essence, it'll give credit where credit's due from now on. But in the meanwhile, the lyrics business model. Who buys them? Who sells them? Who pays? Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
My niece Aaliyah loves to ask her parents' voice-activated speaker to play songs. She's three, doesn't always get the exact name of the song, but a lot of times she knows some of the words.
Alexa, Baby Yard Firework.
Firework by Katy Perry, starting now on Amazon Music.
Being able to tap a big database of song lyrics helps the Echo figure out what users like Aaliyah are asking for. Lyrics were once extras. If you were lucky, they were printed on the sleeve of an LP. Now, lyrics are all over the place. Spotify can display the words to a song while it's playing. And there are scads of websites competing to show up first when you search for the words to a song you just can't figure out.
For a long time, it was Google's number one search term on top of anything else.
That's Daryl Ballantyne, CEO and founder of a company called LyricFind. Understanding how this one company works tells you a lot about the business.
I mean, we started it briefly as a consumer-facing site just to make some advertising revenue.
But Ballantyne soon figured out that his company had an intellectual property problem. Music publishers hadn't sued, but Ballantyne figured that was coming.
So we had launched it in March of 2000, and before the end of the year, we had taken everything down to try to get licensing.
Took him a while to make deals with song publishers, and the new LyricFind relaunched 4 years later with a very different business model. The company would buy the rights to display the lyrics, then resell those to other companies.
The economies of scale were not there unless you were providing that data and licensing to everybody.
Today, LyricFind resells rights to Amazon, Pandora, Metro Lyrics, and Google. If you've ever searched Google for lyrics and they popped up so you don't have to visit another site to get them, chances are good they came from LyricFind. But those intellectual property questions LyricFind wanted to avoid, those are still around. A lyric site called Genius recently accused Google of stealing its lyrics.
Genius is saying Google is taking the lyrics from our website. They're just ripping us off.
Janko Rutgers writes about technology for Variety.
But then Google, on the other hand, is saying, we're not actually doing that. We're getting that from third-party companies, from these lyrics aggregators.
In other words, from LyricFind, which didn't want to talk about the controversy. Nor did Google, nor did Genius. Ben Gross is chief strategy officer at Genius. He's quick to admit the business of song lyrics is pretty messy in some other ways.
When you license lyrics from the music publishers, they don't actually provide you with official lyrics or anything. So anyone who has a lyrics display license has to figure out what the lyrics are.
Genius sources a lot of its lyrics from what it calls superfans, those people who are more than glad to set the world straight on, say, what Elton John is singing here.
Hold me closer, time to dance.
Crowdsourcing lyrics doesn't make for perfect results, but you're also probably not going to find as many hilariously wrong takes anymore. You know, like this one from Phoebe on Friends.
I think the one that Elton John wrote for that guy on Who's the Boss.
What song is that, Phoebs?
Hold me close, young Tony Danza.
Tony Danza, you know, the actor from Who's the Boss. Over the years, musicians have accused lyrics websites of stealing. But that tension's quieted down as the industry has figured out that artists need to get paid. Songwriter Adrian Quesada fronts a Latin funk band in Austin, Texas. He's happy to see some of his lyrics online, says it helps pay the bills.
One huge piece of the pie that I always push for and try to make sure is covered is the licensing part of it, because that could be a significant amount of income.
Quesada says when those checks arrive, he doesn't exactly know if that money is coming from someone displaying the lyrics or from a company using a melody he wrote to sell something. Either way, he's thankful for the extra cash. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.